He is still a man who would straighten pictures in strange hotel rooms. Much about him has changed, but not that. He crests the hill, so close to us now that we can smell the sour tang of his sweat. He looks up. A quick and automatic glance, he shoots first ahead and then to either side as he tops any hill. Always con your vantage was court's rule, and the last of his pupils has still not forgotten it. He looks up without interest, looks down, and stops. After a moment of staring at the broken, weed-infested paving of the road, he looks up again, more slowly this time, much more slowly, as if in dread of what he thinks he has seen. And it's here we must join him, sink into him. Although how we will ever con the vantage of Roland's heart at such a moment as this, when the single-minded goal of his lifetime at last comes in sight, is more than this poor excuse for a story man can ever tell. Some moments are beyond imagination. 2. Roland glanced up quickly as he topped the hill, not because he expected trouble, but because the habit was too deeply ingrained to break. Always con your vantage, Corta told them, drilling it into their heads from the time when they had been little more than babies. He looked back down at the road. It was becoming more and more difficult to swerve among the roses without crushing any, although he had managed the trick so far. And then, belatedly, realized what he had just seen. What you thought you saw, Roland told himself, still looking down at the road. It's probably just another of the strange ruins we've been passing ever since we started moving again. But even then, Roland knew it wasn't so. What he'd seen was not to either side of the tower road, but dead ahead.